Syracuse police have cracked an almost 30-year-old murder case using a combination of high-tech DNA and intensive police work. As WRVO's Alan Abbott reports, the arrest of a Georgia man who had long been a suspect in the investigation of the death of his estranged wife is the latest success in the Syracuse Police Department's cold case unit.
Authorities say Ronald Meadow will be arraigned on second-degree murder charges in Syracuse later this month in connection with the death of his estranged wife, Colleen Meadow, who was found strangled to death in her Northside apartment in March of 1985. Syracuse Police Detective Derek McGork started working on the cold case, meticulously creating a timeline of Meadow's activities the day of the murder. District Attorney Bill Fitzpatrick says two things contributed to the arrest: that timeline and a risky decision to let Sheila Gentile of the Forensic Science Center have a piece of biological evidence in the case.
She warned us that there might not be enough, and that the material could be destroyed and not available for further reexamination. Derek and I made the decision that we would go ahead and test that material, and that DNA has come back and points to Ron Meadow as being the killer of Colleen Meadow.
This case is a success for the SPD's 2-year-old cold case unit that still has 89 unsolved murders in its files, according to Police Chief Frank Fowler.
It doesn't matter how long it takes. We're going to continue to investigate these types of crimes until we bring them to a successful conclusion.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.